On August 22, Kayla Ledzwa learned her four-year-old son, Jackson Twain, has a malignant rhabdoid tumor on his spine. Rhabdoid tumors are rare cancerous tumors that start in the brain or spinal cord. Because of where the tumor is on Jackson's body, it affects his urinary system and bowel movements, as well as his ability to walk. About 4 weeks ago, he was admitted to hospital in Sudbury, and then transferred to Sick Kids in Toronto when they could not identify the issue. In Toronto, the doctors were able to diagnose Jackson with the cancerous tumor after he underwent surgery. Since then, Ledzwa alternated with Jackson's father, Robert Twain, on taking trips down to Toronto. This is a particularly challenging process for Ledzwa, as she is dealing with a high-risk pregnancy, all the while raising three other children. Ledzwa was back home in Sudbury after a long trip to Toronto when she spoke with Sudbury.com. "He loves to be home right now," Ledzwa said. "This 1 week has been special. He's been trapped in the hospital for 2 months. This is his first time being home in a while." Carol Udeshini is the executive director at Phoenix Early Learning Center, the daycare Jackson attended since he was 16 months old. Udeshini told Sudbury.com about the day the daycare first learned of Jackson's condition. "Everybody here was just so upset," Udeshini said as she fought back tears. "There were a lot of tears shed that day. And there will be more now." Having known the family for 3.5 years, Udeshini organized a GoFundMe on behalf of Ledzwa to help with the travel costs and accommodations. "I knew that they needed support that way and I thought that this was probably the best way to help them," Udeshini said. "I just felt that setting up the funds for them will allow them to breathe a little and not have to worry about where the next meal is going to come from or where they're going to stay when they go back and forth to Toronto." Ledzwa is grateful for the amazing support Udeshini has offered so far. "She's been amazing. She's also the one who taught Jackson how to walk at daycare," Ledzwa said. Jackson was scheduled for his first chemotherapy session September 23. The cancer is localized, but he will have to do 9 more months of chemo treatment after a surgical insertion of a chemo port on September 22. He will have to do surgery again to remove the rest of his tumor, alongside radiation therapy and rehab afterwards. Jackson and his family have a long journey ahead of them. To support their GoFundMe, visit the link here.